Culture.
Book Review. The Economist reads, On the Right Track. Our critics recommend the best recent novels to read this autumn.
At the end of 2024, a survey by YouGov found that one of Americans' top resolutions for the coming year was to read more. By this point, however, most will have given up on that aspiration, along with their dreams of perfectly toned muscles or a completed list of DIY projects. But all is not lost as the end of the year draws closer. We have rounded up 8 of our favourite novels published in recent months. Among our choices are a number of slim volumes, perfect for any determinedly bookish folk who still have an end-of-year reading target to hit.
Drayton and Mackenzie by Alexander Starrett.
Two very different men, James and Roland, meet as young adults. Both seek success, first as management consultants, then as entrepreneurs in the field of green energy. As they navigate private pain and the turmoil of the global financial crash of 2007-09, they increasingly value their friendship. Both characters are expertly drawn in this funny, touching story.
Dusk by Robbie Arnott.
A puma roams the Tasmanian highlands, killing sheep and their shepherds. Iris and Floyd, twins and social outcasts, join the hunt in hope of securing a bounty. This brings them into contact with another tracker, Patrick, who is cunning and dangerous. This is a propulsive novel of survival and betrayal, enriched by arresting depictions of nature.
Flashlight by Susan Choi.
One night, while on holiday in Japan, 10-year-old Louisa and her father go for a walk along a beach. The next day, she is found half dead, and her parent has disappeared. At home in America, Louisa and her mother attempt to make sense of the mystery that rocked their lives, a meditation on identity and displacement that is full of twists and turns.
The Loneliness of Sonia and Sunny by Kiran Desai.
An engrossing story of two young Indians trying to make it in America. Sonia is an aspiring novelist in Vermont. Sunny is a journalist in New York. They meet and fall in love, but the question is whether they are able to stay together, find happiness, and feel life growing bigger. This book is grand in sweep. It traverses continents and features a large cast of characters, yet satisfyingly intimate.
Seascraper by Benjamin Wood.
This atmospheric novel chronicles 2 days in the life of Thomas Flett, a young Englishman who works as a shanker, scouring a desolate stretch of beach for shrimp. When Edgar Acheson, an American film director, arrives to woo his mother, Thomas sees an opportunity to leave his hard-scrabble existence behind and pursue his dream of being a folk singer. But is the visitor all he claims to be?
Sympathy Tower, Tokyo by Chudan Rhea.
The winner of Japan's prestigious Akutagawa Prize, this novel is set in an imagined future and revolves around Sara Mashina, an architect tasked with designing a skyscraper in which convicted criminals can live in comfort. Sara, a victim of sexual assault, is uncomfortable with the commission and seeks guidance from a chatbot. A bold interrogation of crime, punishment, and redemption.
Vulture by Phoebe Greenwood.
This scathing send-up of war reporting follows Sara, a young English freelance reporter, as she covers conflict in Gaza in 2012. Frustrated by monkey journalism and determined to make a name for herself by writing a hard-edged front-page story, she ignores the warnings of her translator and fixer and goes recklessly in search of an exclusive. Soon she is dangerously out of her depth. A supremely accomplished debut, full of wit and bite.
What We Can Know by Ian McEwan.
In 2014, a celebrated poet reads his latest work, dedicated to his wife, at her birthday party. Then the poem goes missing. In 2119, an academic trawls through archives in his quest to track down the lost poem. His discovery yields an account of passion, murder, and guilt. Ian McEwan combines a post-apocalyptic dystopia, a love story, and a thrilling mystery to great effect. This is an inventive, exquisitely written book.